The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. Some of us have been around long enough to see the things we grew up with become museum pieces, but there is one 60s icon that hasn't fared too well.
Houston, we have another problem.
The campaign to save Mission Control, after this. It was the command center for America's manned space flights from 1965 to 1992, when men on headsets sat in front of long banks of monitors, watching over lighted push buttons and massive loose-leaf notebooks. Houston's Mission Control. But as CBS Mark Strassman found out, nobody thought to preserve it until some former astronauts decided, no way are we going to let this fall apart.
We won the battle for space in this room, and we captured the high ground, and we did not surrender it during our tour.
Mark talked to Gene Kranz, now 83, flight director for the Gemini and Apollo missions.
Houston, we've had a problem.
He was in charge when Apollo 13 was almost lost, and he knows every inch of that room.
Take a look at the consoles. I used to have an abort switch in there. Where the heck's the abort switch? The displays don't work anymore. Carpeting's held together with duct tape.
When you look at the condition of the room today, what goes through your mind?
It's a combination of frustration, anger, resentment. This is not appropriate. This is where our generation made history. This is where Apollo fulfilled the challenge issued by President Kennedy.
And so now he is leading a campaign to raise $5 million to restore Mission Control to launch condition.
This is a room that will now represent the best America had to offer.
Failure
is not an option.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.